It is truly good to be here today. I tell you, I'm glad when God moves, the Spirit of God moves. Thank you. We need His touch more than anything in this world. We need that. So I'll have you turn in here in a few minutes to these scriptures. But today, how many here today really, really wants to know more about the Lord?
Amen.
Do you really, really want to know more about Him?
Want to know Him more.
Do you really want to learn more about Jesus?
Thank you, Lord.
To have more knowledge of God and to know His Spirit?
Right.
I want to know Him. I want to have His Spirit. I want to know how He operates. Did you know knowledge is power? Did you know that? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Right.
And the more we learn how God operates,
yes,
how the Spirit moves,
yes,
how He speaks to us and deals with us, the more knowledge we have, it's more, you're more able to have victory in your life.
That's right.
Amen. With God's help today, I want to teach, I want to speak to you all on the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost.
Praise God.
I want more of Him, don't you?
More of Him.
I want to start off by asking, do we need Him?
Amen.
Do we need Him?
Amen.
And I want to ask you this, do we want Him?
Amen.
Come on.
Do we want Him?
Do you want Him? I want you to know before we start off, the Holy Ghost is not an it.
That's right.
I'm teaching today. People mean well when they say, I'm praying for it. I want God to give it to me.
Come on.
He is not an it.
That's right.
It is He.
Amen.
It is Him.
That's right.
And you must know that He is just as much God as He is the Son.
That's right.
Yeah.
These three operate as one.
That's right.
Where does He come from, preacher? Where's the Holy Ghost descend? Where does He come from? He comes from the very throne of God.
Yes, He does.
1 John 5:7, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, which is Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one.
Are one.
They all three work in the same unison. They work in the same capacity. They work for the same purpose. They are the Holy Trinity. Ain't you glad if you got the Father, you got the Son. And if you got the Son, you got the Holy Ghost. And you got all three of them. I don't know about you, but I want more of Him. Hallelujah. I want the Spirit of God in my heart.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
If you learn nothing else in this lesson today,
come on now,
you must know that He, the Holy Ghost, He is holy.
Amen.
He is holy.
He is holy.
That's right. Yes. Amen.
Without Him, we cannot operate.
Right. Come on now.
Without the Holy Ghost, you'll never know victory.
That's right.
You'll never get the victory.
Amen.
You'll never walk in the victory.
Amen.
He is that one that sent down to give us power to be victorious over the world, over the flesh, and over the devil. Raise your little hand right now. I need the Holy Ghost, Lord. There you go. It's good to be saved. That is priority. It's to be born again, and we have a measure of the Spirit of God that changes our heart on the inside. But there is a second work of grace whereby that we must be sanctified and set apart and called out for a sacred use. And when we're sanctified, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost will come down and He'll fill a sanctified vessel. The Holy Ghost will come in when we offer Him the vessel and yield it unto Him.
Amen.
Thank right, you, Lord.
Come on.
How many can say, I need Him?
Come on,
I want to have victory. Get over.
No.
I'm going to teach us, Brother Jason, Brother George.
Have your way, Lord.
The Holy Ghost is a perfect gentleman. That requires the highest reverence and demands respect, both in the Christian's personal life and in the church, the body of Christ. Without him, we cannot and will not make it. He is our power. He is our deliverance. Ain't you glad when the Holy Ghost comes into the service that we say, yes, Lord, you move and you have your way. You touch, Lord. God, you know what the needs are. I'm telling you, he can do. Not only in 5 minutes, the Holy Ghost can do more than we could do in a whole lifetime. I'm telling you, I want the Spirit of God to have his liberty in our midst. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Yield to him. Listen to him. Flow with the Spirit. Go with the Spirit. Yield to the Spirit of God.
Bless you, Lord.
You got to yield to him.
Lord.
He demands the highest respect in a church service. Don't never, ever do anything that will quench his Spirit.
Bless him, Lord. Come on.
Not in your personal life. Not in your home life. Come on.
That's right. Come on, brother.
Not in the church.
That's right.
Don't quench him. Come on.
Bless
Grieve
him,
not the Holy Spirit of God whereby you've been sealed.
Right.
Until the day of redemption.
Don't grieve it.
Don't do anything. Don't listen. Listen to me. I'm trying to teach us. Don't do anything. Don't look at anything.
That's right.
Don't listen to anything.
Mm-hmm.
Don't partake in anything.
Amen.
Don't go anywhere.
That's right.
That'll grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
That's right.
He's holy.
Amen.
He's holy. And they that bear the vessels must be holy.
Right,
you cannot be holy to have him. Oh, Lord, he will not dwell in an unclean temple.
Well,
don't you know God says ye are the temple of God? It's who you are. Hey, Lord, and we must offer our vessel unto him and the members of this body holy unto the Lord. Rachel, God, I don't want to do anything, Lord, that'll grieve you and hurt you and cause you to withdraw from me. I want you to know he's a holy dove. He's a holy dove. Hey, Lord. And he won't come around where there's uncleanness and where there is worldliness. You gotta have a clean, a sanctified mind. Hallelujah. A heart on the inside. Raise your little hand and say, Lord, lead me and draw me closer, Lord. Let me know the things, dear God, that is quenching you in my life.
Amen.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, brother.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
He's sent from God.
Bless him, Lord.
To help us and live holy for Jesus. It's him, the Holy Ghost, that brought conviction to your hearts.
Yes.
And drew you to Jesus.
Yes. Come on,
to start with. John 14 and 16. Now, each of you that have your Bibles, I want you to open them too. Open your Bibles. I want to help us. God wants to help you.
God wants to help you.
And keep them open for the remainder, for the reading of these verses. While Brother Kevin is turning there, while they are turning there, how many wants to go to heaven?
Amen.
Jesus said several verses above where Brother Kevin's going to read, where they'll be reading, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Would you read verses 16 through 18?
And I will pray the Father,
And he shall give you another comforter.
Another what?
Comforter.
Another comforter.
That he may abide with you forever.
Mm.
Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelt within you, and shall be in you.
Verse 18.
Oh, I'm sorry. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you.
I will come to you.
Wow.
Phew.
Yes.
Jesus said, I will pray the Father.
I'll come to you.
And he shall give you another comforter.
Wow.
I'm leaving. Disciples, my followers, I'm leaving. I'm going back to my throne. But he's going to give you another comforter that he may abide with you. How long? Forever. Even the Spirit of truth. Say truth.
Truth.
Truth. Whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. For who? He.
He
dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. How will you come to us, Jesus? I will come to you in the Holy Ghost. For when you have him, you got me. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you've got me. Hey, Lord, to comfort you and to help you and to guide you and to touch you and to strengthen you and to give you courage. Hallelujah. And to give you what you need to live for God. He said, I'll come in the Holy Ghost. It'll be me coming to you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God.
Bless
him,
Lord.
Lord. Sister Alicia, you got your Bible?
Hey, God.
Would you care to read John 14:26?
But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Yes.
Did you hear that? All of this, the scriptures they're reading is in red letter edition. Amen. Jesus himself is speaking it.
Red letters.
14:26, Jesus himself, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. How many would have liked to have been here in that day to hear the gracious words that Jesus taught and the parables he gave? Jesus said, I'm with the Father now, but the Holy Ghost knows everything that I have taught and I have preached, and I've come to give you exactly what Jesus has already given you. The words of life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Now the word comforter, Jesus said, I'll pray the Father, he'll give you another comforter. Comforter in the Greek means someone called to one side to help them.
Yeah.
Brother Chris, do you feel like that Jesus will help you?
Yeah.
He will.
He will do it.
Called along by your side.
Yes.
Man, I feel him.
By your side. Wow.
Bless him, Lord. Come on, bro.
Oh, God.
Come on, bro.
Bless him, Lord.
Right by your side.
You're on.
That's right.
Right by your side.
By your side.
Say, I'm going to tell you this. He knows your heart.
Right.
He knows your desire.
Yeah.
He knows your longing.
Amen.
If there's a spark inside of your heart to live for Jesus and go to heaven, there's somebody who'll come right along by your side to be your aid, to be your helper, to lift you up when you're down, when you're discouraged, to lift you up and encourage you. When the devil tells you you can't make it, you can't live it, you're going down, you'll never go through it, there's somebody that'll come right by your side and he'll say, you can do it. Raise your little hand. You can make it. You can serve God. I'll make sure that you make it. In the Father's house are many mansions, and I'm up there right now. I'm preparing a place for you. He said, if I prepare a place for you, and I'm telling you that's plural, Sister Alicia, I don't know what my mansion will look like. Hallelujah. My father's house are many mansions. He said, I'll go and prepare a place for you in heaven. And he said, when I come again, I'll receive you unto myself. Hallelujah. And I'll take you back, and you'll forever be with me in a most beautiful place. I feel the Lord. You can do it. You can live it. Hey, raise your hand and praise him. I said, I can make it. The Holy Ghost, he is our strength. He is our comforter. He is our God. He is our teacher. Listen to him. Listen to the Lord when he speaks to you.
That's right. Amen. Oh, yes, Lord. Bless you. Yes, Lord.
Listen. He'll teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Mm-hmm. All that I have said. Let's try to learn something today. Oh God, the Holy Ghost is a perfect gentleman. The Holy Ghost is a him. It's he. He's just as important as God the Father and Jesus the Son.
Yes.
St. John 15 and 26, when you have it, would you read it?
But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me.
He shall what?
Testify.
Which proceedeth from the Father.
Come on.
He shall testify of me.
Yes.
Now, Jesus, what are you saying here?
What are you saying?
When he, the Holy Ghost, comes in you, when he, the Holy Ghost, comes in and fills your heart, he will testify of me.
Amen.
He will reveal me to you.
Glory to God.
He will inspire your heart to brag on me.
Bless him, Lord.
He'll move inside of your heart to testify about me.
Yes.
He will inspire you to lift me up. He'll move inside of you to tell about my goodness.
Amen.
I tell you, if we have him, you can't help it bubbling up, Brother Jason, on the inside. You might have not have a long testimony or be eloquent in your speech, but I'm telling you, when the sweet Holy Ghost lives and abides in your heart, you can't help every now and then to raise your hand and wave it to the Lord. Hallelujah, and say, thank God I am saved. I'm glad Jesus saved me. He is a wonderful Savior. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost wants to lift up Jesus. Hey, raise your little hand. He wants to glorify the Son of God. And he wants you, hallelujah, to express the gladness in your heart for Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. He'll testify me. He'll testify about me.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Brother George, you got your Bible? St. John 16 and verse 7. We're learning about him today. The divine comforter, the divine Holy Ghost.
Yes.
St. John 16 and verse 7.
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. Is it expedient for you that I go away? For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you.
Go ahead and read verse 8.
And when he is come, he will reprove.
He'll what?
Reprove the world of sin. And of righteousness, and of judgment.
Go ahead and read.
Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged.
Mm. Yes, God.
Yes.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's break this down. Anybody wants to learn right here?
Amen.
You want to learn? Nevertheless, I tell you, it's expedient for you. It is necessary for your benefit. It'll be for your advantage. It's very important for your profit that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come to you. But if I depart, I'll send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin. He will what?
Reprove.
Yes. Reprove. I'm going to tell you something. When the Holy Ghost comes in and he moves, he will bring conviction.
Right.
Conviction. That's right.
He will correct you.
Yes, he will.
He'll make you feel bad over things that you're doing or saying.
Yes.
That ain't right.
That's right.
It's the Holy Ghost that reproves. He makes you feel shame when you do or are doing something wrong. He's a reprover. Let's go on to verse 8. And he will reprove the world of righteousness.
Yes, he will.
In other words, he will redirect you to do what is right, what is wholesome, and what is good. Jesus, how many wants to do good?
Yeah.
It's in my heart, Lord, to do what's right. Listen to me today. He will teach you good morals.
Right.
He'll teach you good morals for your well-being.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost, when you have him, he will focus on your behavior.
Amen.
He focuses on your behavior. When he takes up residence and lives inside of you, he weighs your actions and your attitudes. Then he shows you how to do better.
Bless him, Lord.
How to become more Christ-like. He'll show you. He will teach you. He'll correct you. He'll reprove you. And the things to lay aside that you need to quit doing so that you can draw closer to God and you can be holy in your conversation and holy in your conduct. Show me, Jesus. Search my heart. Try my reins and see if there be any wicked thing in me and lead me in thy righteousness, God. I'm going to raise your hand. I want to do what's right. And Lord, I don't want to miss this. I need the Holy Ghost to help me. I want him to stay with me. But if we ain't careful, that holy dove, he can fly away. God.
Amen.
Oh, amen. Right.
Come on. Fly away.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Holy Ghost will teach you.
Yes.
He'll show you things to do to get closer to him. Yes. He'll show you things to do to get God's blessing.
Praise.
And as you follow him and listen to him and obey him, he'll pour it into you.
Amen.
He'll pour it into you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will direct you into what's right. He'll teach you good morals for your well-being. The Holy Ghost, when you have him, he'll focus on your behavior.
Yes.
When he comes and takes residence and lives inside of you, he weighs your actions. He even weighs your reactions. Yes, he does. Then he shows you how to do better, to correct some things in your life. To be more like Jesus. He'll show you things.
That's right.
So you can get closer to God. Let's go on in verse 8. But he reproves the world of judgment. Because the prince of this world is judged.
Right.
So what are you saying to us here, Jesus? When I send the Holy Ghost, whom I send to take my place, He will show you that I have already conquered sin. I have already defeated the devil. I have broken his power over your life. He has no more jurisdiction or control over your life.
Right.
Unless you allow him to.
Yes.
The victory has been won, but the rest is up to you. Verse 13, how be it? Means however, I got more to say.
More to say.
How be it when he, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth, is come.
Yes, come.
He will guide you into all truth.
All truth.
What Jesus is saying here, the Holy Ghost is a perfect, holy, heavenly gentleman that is sent to you. And if you listen to him, he'll not let you go astray and into error. We must be taught. It is his job to teach you and to show you the right from the wrong, the good from the bad.
Yeah.
He'll show you what is acceptable in God's sight and what is not. He will help you discern between the carnal and the spiritual. What's worldly from what's clean and Christ-like. His job is to make sure that you are worthy and made ready for heaven.
Right.
Will you listen to him?
Come on.
How many here today is sincere and wants the Holy Ghost to really guide you?
Right. Amen.
And to teach you.
Right.
And to help you. Keep you free.
Right.
I need him. And I want him. I don't want the Holy Dove to lift away from me, God.
All right, man. Right.
I know when I was laid off and I was working, my father-in-law told me, he said, Homer Adams, I remember his name, back in the mid-80s, early 80s, said he's got some rooms in his house he'd like for you to paint. You want to do it? And I said, yeah, I'm still out of work. So I went there and I helped him paint, did my best. He looked at me and he said, you want to trim those hedges out there? And they separated the property of his neighbor from his. And they started out there at the road. And I'm telling you, it was a big long hedge. And it, from Brother George, all the way from that road, way down past his house, went all the way down to the holler. And it was shiny. I mean, it was just a mess. It needed to be trimmed. I said, I'll take it. I never will forget. I'd take that step ladder and stuff, and I'd get what I could. I'd get up on that ladder, and I'd go across the top of it, make it just as even as I could.
Yeah.
I'd work my way down through there. I got the sides, and the sides was just as trimmed, just as pretty like that. I got all the way down there to the end where he got ready to go in the holler. And it was just a little space. It probably wasn't more than from here to that wall that I had to finish. And it was all haired over. It was limbs coming out like this. It was bushy and just shabby looking. And when I got down there, I put my ladder against the hedge like that. I climbed up on it, and I reached out as far as I could, Brother Chris, like that. A big old snippers. I mean, the blade's on about that long handle. I gave it the first snip, and there's a dove flew out of there. Come right past my shears, right past my face, and went down in the holler.
Yeah.
I got up there and I peeled back those limbs. And I looked down in there and the little babies was there. The little eggs was there. And the Holy Ghost said to me, said, son, that dove stayed there the whole time till you got right there, and when it felt that it was in danger that you was going to hurt it, then it flew.
Bless him, Lord. Come on.
The Holy Ghost is a perfect, perfect gentleman.
That's right.
Perfect.
Yeah.
He stayed right there. That mother stayed right there. That holy dove stayed right there.
until it felt that it was going to get injured and hurt. Then it flew. Mm-hmm. Raise your hand right now. Jesus.
Oh, God.
Jesus. Lord, don't never let us, help us to never, Lord, injure you.
That's right.
Offend your spirit, Lord.
Jesus.
He is sent to help us.
Yeah.
We want to keep him. We want to reverence him.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Jesus, don't ever let us to injure you, to offend you. Oh God, in our life. Come on, I feel the Lord right here. I feel the Lord. Listen, the Holy Ghost will weigh you. He will weigh you. He'll weigh your actions. He'll weigh your manner of life. He'll weigh your reactions. Everything you do, you say, the places you go.
Amen.
And God will stay with you until you injure him.
Come on.
He'll take his flight.
Glory.
I don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
I don't want it to happen.
Right.
Oh, God. I'm sincere, Lord, today.
Yes.
Verse 13, I'll close here. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. The Holy Ghost, listen to me, he is continually tuned to heaven. He is the voice of God. We say, God, speak to me. The Holy Ghost will speak to you. He is God's spokesman.
Yes.
He it is that brings directions to you.
He will.
From the Father. He, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, is the comforter. He lives inside of your heart. He intercedes for you when you pray. When you're in need and you are hurting and you cry to God, it is him that takes you into the throne room of God to draw strength. He is your aid. He is your helper.
Amen.
Verse 13, right on, it says, and he will show you things to come. The Holy Ghost has perfect discernment. Say it with me. He's got perfect discernment. Yes, he does. He sees what is out in the head of you. He looks into your future. The Holy Ghost is your watchman on the wall. When he blows the trumpet in your soul to get your attention, you must take heed. He's trying to warn you and show you something. Did you know that God weighs everything coming into your life? Everything that you long to have, every desire that you have and something you want to do, he will show you. He will, anything that tries to draw you away, the Holy Ghost will reveal it to you. Oh God, with every desire, the Holy Ghost weighs it. He checks it to see if it's right. And he knows where our decisions will take us. Will they keep us close to God? Or will they draw us away from the Lord's presence? That's why God sent him to you. He don't want you a missing it, and he don't want you to lose out and the world to get a hold of you. He does not want the deceitfulness of sin to slip in your life and the devil to drag you out and destroy you. Jesus don't want to lose you. And we raise your hand and praise him here today. Let's listen when the Holy Ghost speaks and when he moves, take it to heart. Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God, we thank you.
I've got more to deal with, and I'd like everybody to study on the Holy Ghost between now and next Sunday.
Yes.
To really study on the Spirit of God, what he does, what his character is, what he is sent to do.
Yeah.
We must learn him. We ever needed to learn him, we need to learn him now.
Yes.
Teach me now, Lord.
Teach me, Lord.
I don't want to be tripped up. I'm like Brother Jason, no matter how old you get in this, I've been almost 50 years. Oh, the devil will come along. He'll come along. But we must have a prayer life. And we got a prayer life, we can rebuke that and get past the flea.
That's right.